Welcome to the Voices.Earth podcast series. Perspective.Earth is a news site that offers engaging content from very diverse people with very diverse backgrounds from across the globe. Much of the site's content focuses around the theme of learning to live life as a true human being. And today we're speaking with Eric Michelson, the founder of Perspective.Earth, about his approach to content creation and much more. And Eric, how are you doing today?
I'm doing well, Matt. How are you doing?
Doing well. Thanks for joining us. It's great to have you here today. And let's start at the top. Tell us a little bit about Perspective.Earth.
Sure. You know, Perspective Earth is really about learning to engage with a globally diverse perspective from, you know, a lot of different people, a lot of different cultures, different backgrounds. Everybody has an opinion. Everybody has a perspective. And those opinions and perspectives are informed by, you know, their experience. And very often we sort of live in a little bubble of our own creations and we don't really get to explore these various perspectives from everybody around the world. And so we just sort of live in that echo chamber of this is what I think and this is what I think. And then all of our friends reinforce our opinions. And then we just sort of create this kind of, you know, us versus them attitude toward, you know, other people that might have different opinions than we do. And, you know, the reality is that it's not so much, you know, a judge on our character. It's more or less the different, you know, ways that we've been brought up, the different, you know, environments that we've been living in, the whole different cultural atmosphere that we were privy to when we were growing up. You know, those things are really the ways that we've been able to, you know, formulate our perspectives and our ideas and our opinions. And so, you know, this site is just about learning to engage with ourselves and engage with our, you know, outlying community in a way that we can broaden our understandings of, you know, the world and other people and start to live in a global society where we, you know, respect each other and we listen to each other's opinions and we, you know, we have an understanding that we're all kind of going toward the same goal. You know, we're all looking for happiness. We're all trying to do the things that we do. And so it's not so much that one person is bad and I'm right. It's more that there's a lot of nuance in the ways that we come about to different opinions and different ideas and different perspectives. And so this site is bringing the whole perspectives of the earth into one central place so that we can all explore those things together.
Yeah, that's fantastic. And I'm going to go off script a little bit here. And I've certainly traveled a good bit and I lived abroad with my family for many years. And one thing that I learned from these experiences is very much what you said. Everybody's pretty much the same, no matter what culture they're from. You know, they want, you know, prosperity, jobs, happiness, love, all that stuff. And that just seems to be universal across the board. But we have these different mediums out there trying to create divisions among people. And that's just not how humanity is at its core. Would you agree?
Right. I completely agree with that. It's really the kind of the central idea, I think, in this project is that it's more about exposing ourselves to different ideas. And like you said, travel is one of the great ways of, you know, broadening our cultural understandings. And, you know, one of the core themes of the site is mindfulness and the ability to be able to sit with a disagreeing perspective and to be able to engage with that from a place of, you know, just simply understanding that there is a different experience that has manifested itself. Personally, what I think is that a lot of people that are trying to sow this division are not able to do that. They're simply having some kind of emotional reaction and they're responding, or rather reacting to that emotional situation. And it's not useful to any kind of discourse that could actually impart some kind of peaceful, loving change, which I think, more or less, the majority of the people, there are certainly some people in the world that, you know, don't strive toward peace, but I think the majority of people do. And, you know, as you and I have been saying, is everybody seems to really want love and peace and happiness. And that's kind of, I think, the way to do that is to engage with different people's perspectives, just sort of listening to somebody else talk about their experience is a very powerful thing for collaboration and for plurality and for acceptance. You know, just having this cultural acceptance that we can all sort of get behind, just learning to accept somebody else that has a different perspective or different opinion than you do. It's a very powerful thing, in my opinion.
It's very powerful. And I really love the point you brought up about mindfulness. And I'm certainly seeing a lot more out there about this. And perhaps it's my own echo chamber of the things that I follow on social media, but it seems like a lot more people are getting into meditation, mindfulness, reading books like The Power of Now, and really kind of embracing that perspective that gives more or creates more compassion for other people. Am I just living in my own little echo chamber, or do you think that's a safe statement to say that people are catching on to this mindfulness trend and compassion?
Well, I'm probably in the same echo chamber, but you know, in venturing outside of that, I've certainly seen it expanding into different areas. Certainly now there's a really big push for mindfulness in business and corporate trainings and things like that. Many factions of people that I've met over the years that have no spiritual bend or religious affiliation or anything like that are, you know, asking for meditation teachings and you know, listening to Buddhist teachers and, you know, watching lectures by some spiritual person or some, you know, Hindu ascetic in the forest that, you know, makes a YouTube video or whatever. And the point is that there's some kind of universal truths there. There's some kind of universal understanding of just being present in the moment, just simply accepting that we are human and not trying to fight against that. You know, I think that is an idea that is increasingly catching on. And I think, you know, as time progresses, that's going to be a very, very, very crucial piece of bridging all of this together and creating that peace and stability that I think most of us in the world want.
Yeah, that's a great point. And if you don't mind, let's shift real quick and let's talk about the site. You all have the domain perspective.earth. So clearly you sought out a .earth domain name for your site. What made you all choose this domain name?
So, you know, .earth says all the right things. Firstly, the GTLD theme, the generic top level domain, I think is a really cool idea, you know, get away from the .com. I just think it looks nicer, and I think it's a lot cooler, hipper. I don't know. And you know, .earth specifically just says all the right things. It says that we're a global organization. We're trying to incorporate global perspectives, and we're trying to bring everybody in the world on the same page. And it's really important for me to be able to say that. And I think it's a very essential thing, because if we, again, going back to the echo chamber, if we just start to, and this is what a lot of people do, this is what a lot of sites do, and a lot of organizations, news organizations, journals, they just sort of preach to the choir. They know what their base is, and they know what their base wants, and they just say what they want to say. And there's no real conversation that happens. And so the idea is that the whole world has all of these different perspectives, all of these different, you know, ideas and understandings and experiences. And in order to really sow the kind of peace and harmony and stability that we know is possible, or at least I think is possible, we need to get a global perspective. And so we need to go around the earth. And so I think the .earth domain really gets to that core idea that we can take all different kinds of perspectives and we can put them in a central mixing pot, so to speak, and we can look at that and we can examine that and we can function as, you know, a global system. And I think that's really what the, you know, one of the great things about the internet is that it is a global thing and that we can reach all different parts of the world. And I think that, you know, that's a powerful thing about the internet. And it's certainly one of the really impressive ways that we can take somebody else's cultural understandings, you know, that's in, say, I don't know, Bangladesh, and then I can, sitting in my computer in New York, I can look at somebody's perspective. I can see their experience. I can experience their experience. And so I think that's a really powerful way of having two diverse factions of the world come together. And I think having that .earth domain, that's really a great foundation for that, because it says specifically, you know, we want Earth perspectives. We want perspectives from all over the globe.
Awesome. Awesome. I love that mission there. That's truly inspiring. And speaking of inspiration, what is your future vision for Perspective .earth?
Well, you know, just to keep going, just to keep growing, we're building up and we're going to get more people from all different points of the world. Ideally, you know, I think we're going to have a good discussions going, and we're going to have a video section, and, you know, where we go out and look at somebody's perspective from somewhere that most people can't just, you know, search on the internet for. What does a rice farmer in Indonesia think about American politics, for instance? What is that perspective? You know, it's just not a very common thing that we can just sort of Google search real quick. And I think having that in an easy to understand and digestible format, say a video or say some kind of, you know, easily accessible journalistic article. And I think that that would be a really powerful way of taking all of this knowledge that we have in the entire world and parsing that into one central place. So I think the vision that we're having now is to just keep growing that, just keep expanding, just keep getting more perspectives, more opinions, more writers, more forward thinkers, more innovators, more creators, a lot of business people and spiritual people and people that have never thought about spirituality and, you know, farmers and everything. And so just kind of keep going with that whole idea.
That's excellent, Eric. That's fantastic. And before we sign off today, anything else to add? Anything we may have missed?
Well, if anybody's listening, just head out to perspective.earth, check it out. You can send an email to us. And if you want to write, be a writer, share your perspective. The email address is shareyour@perspective.earth. If you want to create something, if you want to add a comment, a piece, or an article, or some kind of way to expand the site or expand the mission, just send an email out there and be happy to get on board.
Excellent. What a great way to end our podcast. And for all of our listeners, you just heard an exclusive Voices.Earth podcast interview with Eric Michelson, the founder of Perspective.Earth. And Eric was kind enough to share his insights on kind of the state of mindfulness, his vision behind Perspective.Earth, and why it's so important to get, share, and understand perspectives from all over the world. And Eric, thank you so much for your time today.
Oh, thanks for having me, Matt.
Sure thing.